David Fitzsimmons joins us by phone tonight. He's an award-winning photographer and writer whose latest books include Animals of Ohio's Ponds and Vernal Pools, Curious Critters, and Curious Critters Volume 2. His work has appeared in Outdoor Photographer, Popular Photography, and Shutterbug, as well as numerous national calendars. Tonight, we're going to talk about his latest book, which is titled Curious Critters Marine. David, welcome back to Around Cincinnati.
Oh, thank you, Barbara.
I want to talk about some of these gorgeously photographed critters that are included in your book and about which you've written such delightful descriptions. I must confess, the octopus is on the cover of the book, and I thought, oh, that's going to be my number one favorite. But as I went through the book, I found lots of competition for that spot. So if you would start us off with just a brief description of the beautiful candy stripe shrimp, and then read what you have written about it, please.
Sure. The candy stripe shrimp is a Pacific species. I photographed it at the Alaska Sea Life Center, which is in Seward, Alaska. I actually spent 2 days photographing animals there, and it was a delight. There were so many unique animals that they shared with me and allowed me to photograph, and that candy stripe shrimp is one of the most spectacular. It's a shrimp that's maybe about as long as your index finger. It's a fairly small shrimp, as shrimp go. But what's really unique about it is it's pretty much transparent. And in the photograph, a two-page spread in the book that spreads across the 22-inch two-page spread, you get a chance to look at this in great detail. You can see through its body, and then its body is decorated with rings of red and yellow stripes, and then highlighted by these brilliant blue splotches. And it's just a pretty amazing looking animal, and so I was really excited to be able to share that with kids and let them see something they might not have seen in the past. And along with that, I wrote a little poem that goes with it. Would you like me to read that, Barbara?
Please do.
Candy Striped Shrimp. Most creatures of the ocean fear the sea anemone. Its long stinging tentacles make it quite an enemy. How fortunate, however, that I can call it home. Throughout its fearsome stingers, each day I freely roam. And as it calmly eats things, whatever it deadly taps, all round its little mouth parts I nibble on its scraps. And talk about protection, no hunter catches me. They fear my faithful bodyguard, my friend, anemone.
And certainly another one of them is the sea cucumber, who has what we could call a dirty job, but looks beautiful doing it. So what does a sea cucumber look like?
Well, the sea cucumber is about the size of, say, an average grocery store cucumber. It's a long, thin animal. In this case, the California sea cucumber is decorated with spiny cones. These cones stick out different lengths. Most spectacular of them are the tall orange ones that decorate its back. The animal itself is colored in browns and oranges and yellows, and all along the undersurface are these little tube-like feet that help it crawl along. And in the photograph that I shared with the children in the new Curious Critters Marine book, it's upraised. So half the cucumber seems to be lying on the bottom surface of the ocean, and then the front end is curved up 90 degrees as it's putting its head end up in the air with its little mouth sucker parts kind of pointed out as if it's perhaps talking to or investigating the reader as they look at it.
So read us about the sea cucumber, please.
So a little backstory on the sea cucumber first. This is my third book in the Curious Critters series. The Curious Critters Volume 1 came out in 2011. And at that time, I wanted to put a stand-up comedy routine in the book. And my wife's sort of my first editor. And with the routine I wrote for an insect, she said, no, that's not going to make it. So the second book that came out last year, I tried to do another stand-up comedy routine. And again, it didn't pass the mustard with my wife. And so this time, I decided three was a charm. So here is the stand-up routine for the California sea cucumber. Comedy night at the sandbar featuring sea cucumber. A crab, a shrimp, and a sea cucumber begin arguing about who feeds best along the ocean bottom. Watch this, says the crab, as she scuttles over to a piece of decaying fish lying on a rock. She devours the morsel immediately. Whoa, says the shrimp, you're quite a bottom feeder. Not to be outdone, the shrimp eats a worm wiggling in the sand. Impressive, the crab exclaims. You're quite a bottom feeder, too. Ah, that's nothing, boasts the sea cucumber. He then pulls water into his rear end, pushes it into his long water lungs, and squirts it back out. the crab and the shrimp think it's cool how the sea cucumber breathes with his back end, but they point out, we were talking about feeding, not breathing. I know, insists the sea cucumber. When I pulled the water, which was filled with algae, into my lungs, I ate the algae with my rear end. I guess that makes me the real bottom feeder.
And looking so good while she does it, I must say.
One of the interesting things, and I add additional natural history information in the back of the book, is these sea cucumbers have a very interesting response to stress. If they are threatened by prey, they can actually explode their guts out of their bodies, something that would be clearly fatal for humans, and then they can regrow those guts and continue to live a very normal life. So there's so many unusual animals in the ocean, and it's fun to share them with readers.
You know, those of us who are amateur photographers, how do you get marine critters to hold still? What's that process?
Well, I do work with a lot of specialists. I've worked with people all across the United States, four different places in Florida, two, as I mentioned, in Alaska, two of them here in Ohio. I work very closely with the Toledo Zoo, and just south of there, Bowling Green State University has a very large marine biology lab, and they opened their doors to me and invited me in. So I work with the specialists who help me set up the aquariums and be able to photograph the animals, but even when you create all those controlled conditions, it still tends to then come down to patience and waiting for the animals to land in just the right spot. So I use specialized aquariums. I build tanks that are about the size that would keep the animals from moving around a lot. And for the bottom dwellers, I actually build white tables inside those aquariums so that I can create the actual look of the animals resting on the bottom, the shadows down below them.
One of the things I wanted to ask you about is the background, the way you've chosen to present these critters is part of what makes them so spectacular, your art.
Yeah, so I've chosen in these Curious Critters books to photograph the animals against a plain white background. Now, to sort of give the photographic history, this traces back to a famous portrait artist named Richard Avedon, who photographed both common people and stars. Many people have seen his photographs using a white background of Marilyn Monroe, for example. And his idea, his concept with a white background in those shots many years ago was that white behind a subject is absence. And so you have nothing more than the subject itself confronting you when you view the photograph. And so I've turned that kind of concept to photographing animals and allowing children and their families, the people reading my critters books, to, I think, engage with the animal itself without any other kinds of distractions. So no trees or rocks, or in this case, coral reefs or other fish in the background or things like that. So both are equally good ways to photograph with the natural backgrounds behind them, but I think there's something special about the way the white works. And I believe that using that white background allows the colors, shapes, textures of the animals, and I would also suggest their personalities. Now, of course, we don't know if animals have personalities or not, but I think it's fun. When you look at these animals, it's kind of hard to not read into them certain feelings like we have as humans, and kids very naturally do that.
I just want to thank you for this book because it certainly expands our exploration. Thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you, Barbara.
I've been talking with David Fitzsimmons about his latest book, Curious Critters Marine. David Fitzsimmons will be at the Blue Manatee on July 15th and be doing a reading as well as a book signing. You will find more information about it at wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.